6:17, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for Leadoff Sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, we are underway with the 90th National Baseball Congress World Series taking place at X Stadium on the campus of Wichita State. Last night was opening night of the week-and-a-half-long competition. Two games last night. The winners were the Hutchinson Monarchs, the defending champs, and the Seattle Cheney Studs. Both start off 1-0 in pool play. And that sets up a big weekend for the National Baseball Congress World Series at X Stadium. Here's the rundown. Four games today, starting at noon. The last game starts at 8:30 tonight, so a full day of baseball at X Stadium. And then Saturday and Sunday, the return of baseball round the clock,
boy.
Which was a fixture at the NBC World Series for a couple of decades. It went away, and now it's back. So the baseball round the clock activities start at noon tomorrow, and basically back-to-back 11 straight games every 3 hours. So if you want to go to a game at midnight, you got one. If you want to go at 3 in the morning, you got one. If you want to go at 6 in the morning, you got one. There you go. So that starts at noon tomorrow for baseball round the clock. And then it all wraps up with the final game for baseball round the clock on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock when the Seattle Cheney Studs take on Doc's Bombers in an exhibition game. And that is features local active duty military members. And it's a big celebration of the military teams that played in the National Baseball Congress National Tournament, the 1940s, 50s, and 60s.
What the?
So that'll be a Sunday evening at 6 o'clock to wrap up baseball round the clock. Big weekend on tap at the 90th National Baseball Congress World Series. Another huge event we have going on, of course, getting going with the Summer Olympics in Paris.
Let the games continue. While the official start of the 2024 Paris Summer Olympics, the opening ceremony, is today, competition has taken place since Wednesday when the United States lost a men's soccer match to the host nation over 400 miles from Paris in Marseille. The U.S. women's soccer team played its first match Thursday, even further from Paris, in Nice. The U.S. men's basketball team is scheduled to play its first game Sunday versus Serbia, led by three-time NBA Most Valuable Player Nikola Jokic. The Americans, a seismic favorite to win the gold medal for a fifth straight Olympics. The American women's basketball team, even a more significant favorite to win gold for an eighth straight Olympics. First game scheduled for Monday versus Japan. One new Olympic event, breaking, as in breakdancing. Jared Max, Fox News.
Getting going with the Olympics today.
And it had that 30 years ago. You could be in the Olympics doing your breakdancing.
Could
routine.
Be, yeah.
Spinning around in your head, yeah.
The timing didn't work out for me, honestly. Ahead of my time. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals, after a day off, back to their home stand, and they are hosting an interleague rival, Chicago, the Royals and the Cubs, this weekend at Kauffman Stadium. 7 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Both teams are coming off back-to-back losses. You can listen to all those Royals-Cubs games live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Royals head into the weekend with a one-game lead over the Boston Red Sox for a playoff spot in the American League. Don't forget, we'll be talking football right here with Stephen Ted in the morning every day from Kansas City Chiefs training camp with the play-by-play voice, the Chief Mitch Holtis, 8:15 every morning for four straight weeks, and that all starts on Monday. So make sure you're here every weekday the next month at 8:15. We'll start that on Monday with live Mitch Holtis training camp reports from the Kansas City Chiefs up in St. Joseph, Missouri. Pretty cool. Hey, would you like to win a great prize package to go see the Wichita Wind Surge in style in baseball action at Riverfront Stadium? This is a great $175 prize package, and it's all brought to you by Homeland Construction Services. Here's what you get. Your own private loge box table for four on the concourse.
Yep.
You also get access to all the free food you care to eat for the entire game upstairs at the Fidelity Club. You get to park for free in the Maple Street lot just feet away from the gate, from the front door. So you get free parking, you get free food, you get your free table for four.
And it's a good seat right behind home plate.
Oh, it's right. Yeah, it's right there. It's just primo stuff.
Yeah.
It's a great prize package. And
sure,
once again, thank you to the people at Homeland Construction Services for providing this for select weeknight games to go see the Wind Surge. How do you enter to win these tickets?
How?
You might ask.
How?
Very easy. You go to our webpage, knssradio.com. You click on Contest. And then you click on the Wind Surge Loge Box Contest link. You fill out the entry form. You hit Submit. Doesn't take long at all.
Go.
It's very easy, and you could be entered, and then you're entered to win that prize package. Could be you. So check that out and go see the Wind Surge play in style. That is Sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe, healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center, they improve the lives they touch.
Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta, Stretching Studios. Okay.
Plus, yeah, they're popping up everywhere.
They're popping, yes. Coming up also, traffic and weather, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Cartilage in my knee that's popping. Yeah.